one of the strongest El Niños on record, ended in May. A strong La Niña would normally follow, but that isn't a sure bet this time around. Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks Alaska climate data and trends. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with him regularly as part of a new segment, Ask a Climatologist. Brettschneider says both El Niño and La Niña can have a significant impact on winter temperatures in Alaska, but if this La Niña materializes, it may be a different story.
Well, we've just come out of one of the strongest El Niños on record, and that's officially been declared over, and that's reflected by sea surface temperatures in the central tropical Pacific. Those are now below normal. If they stay below normal for an extended period of time, we would then call that La Niña. There's currently a 60% chance, is the latest forecast, that we would enter into an official La Niña.
And what does it mean to be in a La Niña for Alaska?
Well, if there's a strong La Niña, Alaska typically experiences cooler temperatures, cooler with respect to normal. If there's a weak La Niña, that relationship is much less pronounced. If it is a weak La Niña, we might expect cooler temperatures, but there's so much warmth stored in the North Pacific Ocean, it's going to be really hard to dissipate that warmth. So I would expect, I would be surprised if we had a significantly colder than normal winter.
So yeah, I mean, what would your guess be?
Well, my guess, I'll defer to official guesses, and those official guesses call for a warmer than normal winter, perhaps not record-breaking warm, but certainly warmer than we would expect, looking at the previous 30 years.
So some snow?
Well, snow is a different beast entirely. The precipitation patterns are much less correlated to the ocean state, so it can be real hit or miss. You know, last winter, as little snow as there was, it was actually quite a wet winter, and there was avalanches and fatalities and record snow in some spots up in the mountains, but not so much down at sea level.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a question for Brian, email akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.